The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music. Tēnā tātou, I'm Davian Lawson, and this is The Sound of Music, an eclectic mix of music inspired by a hand-picked selection of the week's news. Right, so before we jump in, however, a reminder about how you, the listener, can get involved. Once you hear each news item, and while that story's related songs are then playing, you are very welcome to messenger me your own suggestions for songs on theme with that particular news. And if you get that request in before that bundle of songs has finished, I might play your song. So that's at Davian Lawson, DavianLorson. Great. For our first story, I couldn't help but start with this morning. Former US President Donald Trump was the target of an apparent assassination attempt yesterday at a Pennsylvania rally. After a barrage of gunfire from what seemed to come from a nearby gunman, Trump was hurried off stage by Secret Service people with a wound to one of his ears. Yes, I must first acknowledge that any kind of violence is bad. This is a bad thing that has happened. However, many people are suggesting that this event will play a massive part in how the upcoming US elections are going to play out. And so my question is, why is that? Why could something like this have potentially just as much of an effect on how people vote as the policies that the nominees are promising? And with that in mind, here is our first song, Kids with Guns by Gorillaz.
Kids with guns, taken over by one belong. They mesmerize skeletons. Kids with guns, kids with guns. Easy does it, easy does it. They got some punches and they're drinking now. Pacify. Does it easy? Does it? They got something to say.
Girls are turning us into monsters. Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. It's all desire. It's all desire. It's all
drinking
desire.
Out. Pacify. Taking soul. Where you are. Doesn't make sad too, but it won't be long. Cause kids with guns, easy does it, easy does it. They got something to say.
Now they're turning us into monsters, turning us into fire, turning us into monsters. It's all desire.
Real, 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 real,
that. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Great track. Great track there. That was The Cult of Personality by Living Colour. And before that we had Kids with Guns by Gorillaz, of course, in reference to the shooting incident that happened yesterday involving Donald Trump. As a balance to our story there about Trump, President Joe Biden, the US President Joe Biden, who is 81, is facing increasing pressure to undergo cognitive tests due to growing concerns about his mental capacities and the possibility that he could be experiencing the early signs of dementia. In addition to these calls for a formal assessment of his mental health, a number of the people in his party continue to call for him to let someone else take his place as the Democrat representative for the upcoming US election. So here is I Remember It Well by Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes? I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right. That's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were. How young and gay. A prince of love in every way.
I remember it well.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done."
Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
All right, so that was obviously The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And before that, we had I Remember It Well by Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold. And that was obviously in respect of our previous story about President Biden's mental health situation. So, next, OpenAI has announced it will block access to its services in China starting in July 2024 as a response to increased pressure from Washington to restrict China's access to advanced AI technology. This will include its generative AI chat tool, ChatGPT. As a result, efforts by local Chinese companies are now increasing to fill this gap in the AI market. Here is Computer Games by MySix.
Computer games. board says to Mr. Firestone, when they meet at the old campground, we will send out the news by wire and tell all the people what we have found. We can ask Thomas Alva Edison, telephone Alexander Graham Bell, and if someone comes here with something to sell, just make yourself clear and tell him to go straight to hell. Trade war for your peace and your protection. Give us speed and new direction. Someone needs to mind the store. Trade war, as is mentioned in the Bible. Nations tend to what is tribal. Across the ocean white with foam, spend your dollars here at home. Fortunes to Mr. Firestone, well, the nation has gone home. Time has come for the Yanks to load up the tanks, if a victory is our goal, to show the world all about free enterprise. Cut the competition down to size. We must make it a date to participate in cooperation. We are a nation at war. Trade war, we are thinking of survival, at the brink with each new rival, here to even up the score. Trade war, competition now is global, give your country what is noble, if you're an eagle you must soar, we're a nation as at war. A bomber up in the sky tonight, cause the two brothers right to fight. Man has gone to the air to keep the world fair, show the others where might makes right. When you look up in the wild blue yonder now and see a star, a satellite, on a Yankee's invention it may depend, so lend us your spirit bright. Trade war, don't sell land to the invader, tell him come back maybe later, we don't do that anymore. Trade war, thanks to our man Ronald Reagan, he is gone and we are begging for just the interest on the loan and calamity unknown. Trade war for our lands and independence, for our children and descendants, we must hold them at the door. Trade war, and the sparks have started flying, though your heart says you're denying our love for all humanity. It's what keeps us breathing free. Trade war, make it legal, make it tender, may our nation not surrender. Oh no, for just one race to rule the world, keep that battle flag unfurled.
Wow. I have to admit, I don't appreciate that man's vocals as much as I do other vocalists. It's Van Dyke Parks is his name, with Trade War. No, I don't appreciate his vocals as much as other vocalists. However, what he sings about is sometimes really on point. So that was Trade War from Van Dyke Parks. And before that was Computer Games from the Kiwi band MySex. Now, that was in response to the story that I read earlier about OpenAI blocking access of its AI tools to Chinese markets. Now, off the back of that story about AI, Google has revealed some concerning news thanks to the release of its annual environmental report. As Google has rushed to incorporate artificial intelligence into its core products, a problem has been brewing behind the scenes. The systems needed to power its AI tools has vastly increased the company's greenhouse gas emissions. AI systems need a lot of computers to make them work, which then sucks up tons of energy to process data and to manage the heat that all these computers produce. So the end result has been that Google's greenhouse gas emissions have soared 48% since 2019, according to the tech giant's annual environment report. In addition to that, we have back home here, we have the ACT Party submitting a members' bill last week seeking to stop regional councils from considering the negative impacts of climate change in consenting decisions. So they don't want regional councils, this is the ACT Party, they don't want regional councils to think about and consider climate change when they're making decisions. And this is a members bill they're trying to push through. ACT MP Mark Cameron said, "It was not feasible to have regional councils trying to save the world's climate, describing their attempts as hopeless." And while he was saying this, heat waves continue to blast the US this week with more record-breaking temperatures. So with this in mind, here is Glenn Frey with "The Heat Is On."
Wild ride, you can make a break. summer. I feel like summer. I feel like summer. You can feel it in the streets on a day like this. That heat, I feel like summer. She feels like summer. This feels like summer.
Despite repeated warnings of dangers up ahead, the captain won't be listening to what's been said. He feels that there's a good chance that we have been misled. And so the captain's planning to steer ahead. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do to stop this foolish plan going through? What can we do? What can we do? This man is bound to lose his ship and his crew. Despite repeated warnings from those who want to know, well, he's got his own agenda, and so he'll go. Those who shout the loudest may not always be the smartest, but they have their proudest moments right before they fall. Red sky in morning doesn't ever seem to face him, but a sailor's warning signal should concern us all. Whoa.
To do Collecting up tin cans and empty bottles. I want to believe it's true, but it don't matter what you do, so long as we continue to burn our way through fossils. Now it should come as no surprise to learn about the ocean's rise. Polar caps are melting with every year that the planet warms. Now people have to understand, we're gonna feel it far inland. It's gonna shift the seasons and supercharge the storms. King tide is a-coming, king tide is a-coming, king tide is a-coming, bringing flooding on a sunny day. King tide is a-coming, can't you hear meltwater's running? King tide is a-coming, gonna sweep everything away. And you know, the oceans, they connect us all. No one can just build a wall. We have to work together, we can't do this on our own. To think that you can stand aside is nothing more than foolish pride. Cause everyone's a libertarian till the brown water floods their home. Now you may live on higher ground, feeling like you're safe and sound, thinking as you look around, this is your lucky day. But everyone beneath the sky soon be looking for somewhere high and dry. Nothing you can ever do will keep them all at bay, because the king tide is a-coming, the king tide is a-coming, the king tide is a-coming, bringing flooding on a sunny day. The king tide is a-coming, can't you hear the meltwater's running? The king tide is a-coming, gonna sweep everything away. King tide is a-coming, you have to act today.
All right, very good. So that was King Tide and the Sunny Day Flood by Billy Bragg. What a guy. Check him out. Before that was Despite Repeated Warnings by Paul McCartney. Now, I don't know when that track was brought out. I should have worked that out while we were listening to that song. I should have worked it out, because I'd like to know how recent that track was brought out. Maybe I'll be able to tell you before the end of the show. Or maybe someone wants to messenger me in and let me know if they know it. That's Davian Lawson, D-A-V-I-A-N-L-O-R-S-O-N. Before that was Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. And at the start of that section was The Heat Is On from Glenn Frey from Beverly Hills Cop, if you go back that far. And all of those songs, those four songs, were off the back of our stories, a couple, three stories there about climate change. The first one was in relation to Google's greenhouse gas emissions increasing by 48% thanks to new AI technology they're using. The ACT Party submitting a members bill to stop regional councils from considering the negative impacts of climate change, and also heat waves continuing in the US. Next, on a slightly different note, eccentric fitness guru Richard Simmons, known for his unrelenting positivity, has died. Sadly, what a cool guy he was. Simmons just celebrated his 76th birthday on Friday, and he rose to fame in the 1970s and captured the fitness zeitgeist in the 1980s through a series of exercise videos conducted sometimes in lurid outfits. He also opened a number of gyms and was a massive force in bringing awareness to the benefits of exercise and healthy eating. Go him. This is Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Just right.
Okay. She had an alright voice. She has an alright voice. That was Physical by Olivia Newton-John. And that was off the back of our story about... where are we? Richard Simmons passing away this week. So, for our next story, Hawaii's new legislation banning seabed mining has come into force Tuesday after it was signed into law by Governor Josh Green. It follows a letter sent by 12 members of the US Congress to President Joe Biden in June, urging for a moratorium on deep sea mining ahead of this month's International Seabed Authority meeting. Lee said this move would safeguard Hawaii's marine ecosystem for the foreseeable future, protecting more than 3,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean. And here in New Zealand, last week, the government started considering, on the other side of the coin, started considering a second application for a prospecting permit to mine seabeds off the western coast of Taranaki. In a push to double mineral exports out of our country, officials are weighing up an application from NEL to mine for vanadium, a metal increasingly viewed as a safer and more renewable alternative to lithium in batteries. NEL's plans have aggravated a heated debate over the damage deep sea mining inflicts on New Zealand's marine ecosystems, fishing industry, and local communities. Here is Ocean Man by Ween.
down. People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All right. So, our station manager just stumbled in the room again. So I'm guessing it's almost time to wrap up this show. That was, however, 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Before that, Weird Fishes by Radiohead. And before that again was Ocean Man by Ween. And that was around the two stories that I talked about previous to that. Covering the fact that Hawaii has now got new legislation banning seabed mining. And the fact that our government here in New Zealand is trying to expand its seabed mining ventures. Right, finally, a sports story to finish off. This morning saw the final of the Euro Cup soccer tournament being played out. Spoiler alert here for anyone still wanting to watch the game and not wanting to hear the score. Block your ears now. The score was England 1, Spain 2. Now, normally, I wouldn't, like a year ago, say, I wouldn't have, if I was doing the show a year ago, I wouldn't have included a story about the Euro Cup. However, I have started playing soccer again this year after, decades not playing. And you can tell by if you've ever watched me play recently. And it has been a joy. I have been playing here with our local team in Raglan, the Roosters. And big ups to the Roosters. There's some fantastic players in our local team here, and they have been inspirational, and I've been trying to pick up something from all these other amazing players that are in our team. At the moment, I believe we're still first division, top of the table. So we're doing pretty well. I don't know how much that comes down to me and my performance, but big ups to them. In relation to that and the fact that the Euro Cup happened this morning and that England's probably a little bit sad at the moment as a result, here is Just a Game from Nalbaric. Just a Game by Nalbaric. So, that's our show. Thanks for listening today. I've been Davian Lawson, and that was The Sound of Music. Hope you were entertained and informed. Catch you next week. Ma Te Wa.